Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In previous FMMs, we have discussed the unique korbanos that are brought on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, and we also discussed the unique halachos and environment that happens on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. In today's FMM, we will discuss, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, a very critical and prominent element of the Avoda on Shabbos, and that is the changing of the Lechem HaPanim. The 12 loaves of the Lechem HaPanim, or the showbread, as some people translate, are described in Parshas Truma and in more detail in Parshas Emor in Sefer Vayikra Perek Chaf Dalid. We won't go into how the Lechem HaPanim is made now, but for our purposes, it's important to know that 12 very special loaves of uniquely shaped bread made of the finest grade of wheat flour are displayed on the Shulchan all week in the Kodesh section of the Beis HaMikdash. And to help remember where the Shulchan is, I sent a diagram of the Beis HaMikdash together with today's FMM. So the Lechem HaPanim stays on the Shulchan all week. And together with the Lechem HaPanim are two bowls of Livona. Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, who died in 1983, describes Livona in his Sefer, The Living Torah, as a gum resin from a boswellia tree. It's yellowish and semi-transparent and produces a very strong aromatic odor when burned. Livona is brought together with most menachos throughout the day and throughout the year. And as I mentioned, there are two bowls of Livona that sit on the shulchan with the Lechem HaPanim all week. And the Torah tells us that the Lechem HaPanim and the bowls of Livona have to stay in the Beis HaMikdash all week, and they are switched with new Lechem HaPanim and new Livona on Shabbos. And the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, describes how they are switched in the fifth perek of Hilchos Temidin Umusafin. First of all, it's important to note, as mentioned in the first FMM on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, even though Melacha is permitted in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, that is only true when the Melacha had to be done on Shabbos and could not be performed before Shabbos. As we said then, if the malacha can be done before Shabbos, it must be done then and not on Shabbos itself. The Lechem HaPanim could be prepared and baked before Shabbos, therefore it is not prepared and it is not baked on Shabbos, but rather before Shabbos. Secondly, in the Shabbos FMM number 3, we discuss the 24 mishmaros that take turns working in the Beis HaMikdash, each mishmar working for 1 week throughout the year, throughout each 24-week cycle. And we mentioned that the mishmaros switch on Shabbos itself. The actual switching of the mishmaros takes place with the switching of the Lechem HaPanim and the Livona. When the Lechem HaPanim and the Livona are switched from last week's to the upcoming weeks, the Kohanim switch mishmaros as well. So how did the switching of the Lechem HaPanim and the Livona take place? 4 Kohanim from the outgoing Mishmar, the Mishmar that has been in the Beis HaMikdash for the past week. 4 Kohanim from the outgoing Mishmar walk into the Kodesh with empty hands, ready to remove the Lechem HaPanim and the two bowls of Livona. And 4 other Kohanim from the incoming Mishmar, that is the Mishmar that is starting their week of service, those 4 Kohanim walk into the Kodesh as well, but their hands are full. 1 Kohen carries 6 loaves of the new Lechem HaPanim. Another Kohen also carries 6 loaves of the new Lechem HaPanim, so that's 12 new loaves, and the other 2 Kohanim are each holding a bowl of new Livona. So these 8 Kohanim walk into the Beis HaMikdash and they approach the Shulchan. The new Kohanim, with their hands full of bread and Livona, stand to the north of the Shulchan, behind the Shulchan, and the outgoing Kohanim, with their hands empty, they stand to the south of the Shulchan, in front of the Shulchan. And again, I suggest taking a look at the diagram I sent with today's FMM to help with this description. So these 2 sets of Kohanim face each other and they work work together with very special teamwork to switch the outgoing and the incoming Lechem Apanim and Lavona without having any moment where the Shulchan is empty of the bread and of the Lavona. And once that is done, there are a couple more steps necessary to complete the switching of the Lechem Apanim and the Lavona. And we will discuss that and more topics about the Lechem Apanim and the Lavona in the next FMM, God willing. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amir Tz Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.